This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 11 U.S. states on Tuesday, brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the Internet. The action was widely expected. It's considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998, when the Justice Department sued Microsoft for its monopoly of the software market. In a statement, Google Chief Legal Officer Kent Walker called the lawsuit, quote, deeply flawed. He said in a blog post that people use Google because they choose to, not because they can't find alternatives. He said the lawsuit would do nothing to help consumers, but instead would prop up lower quality search options. Google's parent company, Alphabet Incorporated, is a $1 trillion company based in California. California, with revenues of $162 billion last year. Google accounts for nearly 90% of all search queries in the United States. Attorney General William Barr said the lawsuit is not tied to conservative concern over content moderation and censorship by online platforms. In recent years, President Donald Trump and Republicans have accused Google and other online platforms of silencing conservative viewpoints. The Google lawsuit stems from a year-long investigation that also examined three other tech giants, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. The fiancé of slain Washington Post opinion columnist Jamal Khashoggi has filed a civil case against Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in a Washington, D.C. court. The case claims bin Salman and other Saudi officials saw Khashoggi's actions as an existential threat to their interests. This is VOA News.